Alameda Park. During the last quarter of the 19th century, Santiago was still an economically depressed town where the well-off lived comfortably on their private income, turning their back on the changes that were driving Europe towards progress. At that time, high social classes, noblemen, the clergy and the bourgeoisie, used to show off in theaters, in the yellow salon at the casino, and their balcony in the theater. Walking in the Alameda was another social activity. Here, the richest families avoided getting mixed up with other people. For that purpose, they used separate walkways. Higher class people circulated along the central one, while artisans and lower class people did so along the walkways in the sides. Clergymen, widows and the elderly used the upper walkway. Students could use either walkway. This activity has such a social significance that it was the way young ladies in Easter time had their coming out. Each Thursday, the park also received the visit of the cattle market with animals and dealers coming from the neighboring areas. These used to eat under the trees the delicious smoking pots with octopus. Such a feasting tradition is still present in the big wheel, the stalls, and the dance top found in roads and grasslands during Carnival, in Ascension Day, the sixth Thursday after Easter, or Santiago's Day, July 25th. Nowadays, anyone can walk in the Alameda anytime. Along the central walk, the horseshoe walk, the Galician Arts Walk, the Oak Grove, and the St. Susanna Chapel. All walkways together form the most beautiful and noble walk and park in Spain, as the Galician essay writer Otero Pedrayo put it. An odd figure welcomes visitors at the entrance through the fachada door. It is the sculpture of the two Marias, made by César Lumbera, which represents two very popular women in Santiago during the 20th century. They were two sisters who worked as seamstresses and wore flashy clothes and stilted makeups on the daily walk, attracting the attention of the rest of pedestrians. Now we invite you to discover the hidden charm of this park full with camellias, old oaks, big eucalyptus, modernist pavilions, fountains and statues of different Galician people. But we will give you the last piece of advice. Among the oaks and elm tree branches in the Lion's Walk, you will find a beautiful view of the historical city and the great cathedral that you cannot miss. We hope our tour and company has been useful in your visit to the city, the history, and the people of Santiago. Now it is your turn to live your own experience. We are sure that there is a reason to come to this town, so find it out and enjoy your stay.